What are the Miami Dolphins going to do? They're not even sure how long Tannehill's going to be out, right? Quarterback Matt Moore says he's ready. You need me, I'm ready. He's a good backup, but I'm not sure the Dolphins are sold on him long term. He didn't play very well in the wild card game last year against the Steelers. Not that it was all his fault.
Mm-mm.
So the Dolphins aren't even sure, it would appear, whether Tannehill's going to have surgery or not. They have reached out. According to Armando Salguero, the Dolphins have reached out to Jay Cutler. And then you've got Colin Kaepernick potentially as an option, but his situation, which is already very complicated, of course, further complicated in Miami, as you probably know by the fact that he was not well-received in Miami last year when he went there with the 49ers because he likes to wear Castro T-shirts.
And he also failed the follow-up exam because Armando Salguero was actually the reporter who called him out and said, I want to know what you mean by this, as someone whose family fled Cuba. And that was also a difficult conversation. Bottom line, it would be a tough sell in South Florida. Now, that's not the same as saying he wouldn't be an answer at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He could be an answer at quarterback, but that's not necessarily, as we now know, that's not the only associated cost here.
Yeah.
That's not the only consideration.
As you mentioned, and as Mike Sando pointed out at ESPN.com, when Ozzie Guillen managed the Marlins, and in 2012 he said he admired Castro, protest groups got together, and they were so upset that the Marlins ended up suspending Ozzie Guillen for 5 games, mm-hmm. and Guillen apologized, and he called his comments the biggest mistake of his life. Now, Armando Salguero has called Kaepernick a, quote, unrepentant hypocrite,
mm-hmm.
For his views on Castro, for the way he has defended some of what Castro did while saying, I am not down with the oppression.
Right.
So we don't know how big of an issue it would be in Miami, but it would probably be a very big issue with a lot of fans there.
It was a very big issue at the time, and he wasn't a member of the Dolphins. So it would probably, it wasn't one reporter. I mean, there was a absolute firestorm in South Florida over Kaepernick's comments. So yeah, that's a tougher sell, and yes, it's one small part of the Dolphins' bigger problem. So we don't care about the Dolphins so much, but their reality is that they were a playoff team that thought they might contend again this year, had every reason to think they would, and they're losing their starting quarterback. And as you said, Whitey, they don't even know for how long at this point because they don't know if he's surgical or not.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely a line of thought that he probably should be considering surgery, and for whatever reason, so far that isn't happening. But they're going to be without their starting quarterback for a while, and they have to figure out who else they've got.
James Walker is an ESPN NFL Nation reporter who covers the Dolphins. He says, well, he's asking the question, are Cap more likely than Cutler for the Dolphins?
I think Colin Kaepernick may be more of a chance just for the fact that he's willing to come in and take a backup job and learn the system and wait his turn and see what happens with Matt Moore. I just don't think Jay Cutler's the type of person that would be willing to do that and sit behind Matt Moore and see what happens.
Okay, James Walker knows the team very, very well, but we don't know, do we, whether Kaepernick is willing to do that or not, or when we don't know what Jay Cutler would want.
I'm guessing that Kaepernick's actively unwilling to do that. So if he came, it would only be because he thought he had a very legitimate chance to unseat Matt Moore.
And you may be right, but in all fairness, we don't really know, do we?
We only know from what's leaked out from the teams that have talked to Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
What's leaked out is that he's been, his people, that is, his agents who have called on his behalf have been interested only in Kaepernick having the opportunity to compete for a starting job. Dolphins could give him that, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Not giving you the job, but you can absolutely compete with Matt Moore for the job. Whereas Cutler might want you to put it in writing.
Well, we know that Richard Sherman defending Colin Kaepernick this week, just interesting.
Yeah.
And we talked a little about his comments yesterday. I wanted to revisit what Richard Sherman had to say about Colin Kaepernick this week because he actually gave a list. He named 5 quarterbacks that he says are worse than Colin Kaepernick. By the way, Richard Sherman also said, the funny thing about it, when you're not being blackballed, you don't have to say he's not being blackballed. When football's a safe game, you don't have to say football's a safe game. It seems like the commissioner always has to say things to justify something, end quote. So he's saying the fact that everyone say, oh, he's not being blackballed, well, they have to say that because he's being blackballed. That's Richard Sherman's opinion on this.
Yeah, I mean,
we've got other owners.
Look,
like,
maybe, but if you're the commissioner and you're being asked a direct question, is he being blackballed by NFL owners, you probably have to respond. You probably can't just say, well, I'll just let football speak for itself. Well, you're the commissioner. You're actually supposed to answer that question.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Sherman might be right that if you weren't black, that if his opinion is if Colin Kaepernick weren't being blackballed, the question wouldn't even be asked. Maybe. Maybe.
Richard Sherman says, for you to say, and he's talking more about the Ravens here, for you to say you have to check with sponsors and fans because this guy took a knee and made a statement. Now, if you told me this guy threw 8 pick sixes last year and played like a bum, had no talent, that's one thing. But, and here we go, here's the five guys. I want to see, do you agree that these five guys are worse than Colin Kaepernick? He says, but Ryan Fitzpatrick, Ryan Mallett, or whoever is playing for the Jets right now, whoever is starting for the Jets is terrible, have jobs. You're telling me fans would rather you lose and put a worse player out there because a guy took a stand? That's where it's so troublesome to me, end quote. He also named Blake Bortles and Jared Goff. So
Ooh, did he really?
From the football standpoint here, are those five guys, and actually it's, there's three different guys for the Jets. Who's starting for the Jets? It could be Hackenberg, Bryce Petty, or my boy Josh McCown. So we're actually talking here
seven guys.
Yeah. Are those seven guys worse than Colin Kaepernick?
Yeah, probably. Fitzpatrick is. Mallett is.
Poor Ryan Fitzpatrick has become, he is now the example of bad quarterbacking in the NFL.
He just got too old. I mean, he's just...
He can spin it.
He hung in there a little too long, so now he's of very little use to
you. He's right there on that line between what's, who is there at the difference, at the nexus between a good starting quarterback and the next level guy who's not quite good enough? Well, that's Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Probably, yeah. You mean like league average? Like a league average infielder?
Kind of, yeah.
He's a replacement level player? Exactly what is he? Fitzpatrick might be that. Brock Osweiler might be that. But with that said,
I think I would take Ryan Fitzpatrick over Brock Osweiler. And I'm a big Brock Osweiler fan.
Maybe. And I'll tell you, I know we're just like picking at Richard Sherman's comments, but I would take Blake Bortles over Kaepernick. Period.
Would you?
Yes, I would.
Boy, I'm not sure I would. And I'm a big
I will
Blake
take
Bortles
his future
fan.
Over Kaepernick's future, yeah. But that's not the conversation at all. The conversation is about what a team has in the way of need right now and who's available.
I know, you're right, but I just wanted to look break it down to this aspect of it.
Yeah.
Are those five, seven guys, are they worse than Colin Kaepernick?
Probably, yeah. I think most of them are worse than Colin Kaepernick, although let's be careful. And then, you know, Richard Sherman remembers Kaepernick as a different guy than the guy he was last year.
Ryan Mallett certainly is worse.
Sure.
I don't know when Richard Sherman said whoever's playing for the Jets right now, whoever's starting for the Jets is terrible.
Probably just making a point.
I don't know if he meant those three guys are not good or if he really doesn't know. Like, whoever's starting for the Jets is terrible.
That could just be him taking a swipe at Woody Johnson because he knows Woody Johnson, the owner of the Jets, would never sign Kaepernick. And everyone knows Woody Johnson wouldn't even consider it. So maybe he's just swiping at him. Mm-hmm. Like, all your guys are terrible. Oh, but you won't sign Kaepernick. Okay, thanks. By the way,
that's a good point in the Jets case.
They had Fitzpatrick at one point too, didn't they?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Remember, he almost took him to the playoffs. Was that 2 years ago? Then last year they had a long holdout.
Yeah.
And then their season kind of went sideways.
Hey, we were talking about what the Dolphins might do. Mike Sando from ESPN, he actually threw in a name that I hadn't even considered. It was EJ Manuel. He said he's having a really good camp for the Raiders. Raiders don't really need him. He's having a really nice camp. Might be trade material. You never know.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a guy who gets a job.
Boy, that Mike Sando's a heck of a writer and reporter.
Sure, you betcha.